All right. Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, publisher of Floor Focus Magazine and of FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have Dana Teague with us. She's the director of Surfaces, works for Hanley Wood. And we thought with Surfaces being right around the corner, get Dana on the phone. So good morning, Dana.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I appreciate you spending time with our listeners this morning. So I thought it'd be good to maybe ask you a few questions as everybody's preparing to attend Las Vegas and go to the show.
That'll be great. Yeah, we're gearing up here for it. Looking forward to an exciting show.
And you're still in Dallas right now, aren't you?
We are. I'll be headed out to Vegas on the 24th. So I have a little bit of time before we pack the bags and get on the plane.
And what exactly are the dates for the show? I'm sure everybody knows, but let's just tell everybody.
Surfaces 2008 will be January the 30th through February 1st. Obviously in Las Vegas at the Sands Expo and Convention Center.
All right. So as you are preparing and getting ready for the show, the number of exhibitors you have this year, is it looking like it's going to be about the same as last year, or do you know?
Yeah, the attendees this year can expect to see over 1,000 exhibiting companies. One of the things that we're really excited about this year is we have close to 250 brand new companies to the show. These will be companies that our attendees have never seen before at Surfaces, offering products they've probably never seen before. So I think that'll be very exciting for the attendees coming to the show.
So almost one-fourth of the companies that are there are people that have just been there for this is their first year.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
That is nice. Okay. And so what else is new this year?
We've got several new things that you've probably seen about in some of the literature or heard about. The Decorative Concrete Pavilion, which is sponsored by Floor Covering Installer, is going to focus on some of the techniques and products relating to decorative concrete. We've got about 20 companies that will be participating in that pavilion. We also have the Handcrafted Tile Pavilion. Again, we have about 20 companies participating in this new pavilion. Attendees are going to love seeing this. It's got a lot of the new and exquisite custom tiles that are new to the industry. And it's being sponsored by Tile Magazine. And then the thing we're probably most excited about is our new product pavilion. And probably by the time we get to the show, we'll have about 75 entries in the new product pavilion. It's going to be prominently located in Hall G. It's been to Surfaces before. It's where registration used to be. We've had to move registration out to make room for the new product pavilion. And I think attendees will enjoy seeing all the new products all in one place on the show floor.
Okay. And don't you haven't you also beefed up the seminar series that you're doing this year?
Seminars, we have. In fact, it's the largest seminar program we've ever done before. We have 48 sessions, our conference program this year. And we have a new format, too. We've got six new, what we call, mini-sessions, and they're only 60 minutes in length. So, you know, and when you're there at Surfaces, it's difficult to see and to do everything there is to do. So we're offering some shorter sessions to give attendees an opportunity to experience the Surfaces educational program.
Okay. So as everybody is probably on the stage, they've got their planes, the tickets, they've got their hotel booked, they've got their calendar out, and they're making appointments. Is there anything that we need to tell them that is something they can't miss as far as putting on their calendar?
Well, I would say it's not too late to still sign up for a conference program. We have a lot of new sessions this year. I would say 80% of our sessions are brand new to the lineup. We've got a new session on B2B, one on doing business in a global economy, which has become a very important topic. We have several topics on green, as well as we have over 100 exhibitors that are saying that they have green products that they're going to be showing on the trade show floor. For the retailers, we also have a retail tour, which is going to be Tuesday afternoon. And it's actually going to leave and go look at three retail locations in Las Vegas. And they're going to talk about everything from the parking lot to the back door and some good tips on how to do store layout and lighting. And so that's very exciting, and that's new.
Well, I know at this stage in the game it's probably difficult for you to know how your attendance will be, but I did wanted to ask you, do you think the economy is going to have any effect on the attendance this year? What do you think? What's your forecast?
You know, Camp, interestingly enough, our housing numbers this year are running ahead of where they were last year.
That's been
so
great.
If that's any indication at all as to attendance, we're looking forward to a very successful show this year. You know, and plus if attendees are experiencing difficulties in the slowing economy, there is a two classes that we're doing this year, too, on how to survive and thrive during a slowing economy. So we do have classes available for everybody this year.
So if I could summarize, you know, Vegas is not a very expensive place to go to, and, you know, with the airfare and the number of planes that go in there. So even if your business is a little soft, this would be a good year to go and perhaps learn a few things in the seminars and also review what you're carrying in your store and perhaps pick up some other items. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, I would say it's, you know, it's an important year to go. I mean, with the slowing economy, I think, you know, it's important for people to, you know, figure out how to get a leg up on the competition. You know, maybe it's through new products that they're going to see on the trade show floor that they may want to start introducing into their line. Or maybe it's by learning some tips and techniques and tricks in our conference program. One thing I failed to mention earlier, too, is I think they're going to see more demonstrations on the trade show floor this year. In addition to our installation showcase that we've been offering, we've got seven topics that are being presented there. Schluter Systems and James Hardy are offering some pretty major educational opportunities, which will also be free on the trade show floor. So, again, I think, you know, this is the year to come to surfaces.
Okay, great. Well, let me ask you, I heard a rumor that, you know, this convention has been at the Sands Convention Hall for the longest time. I heard a rumor that that might be moving down in a few years. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You're right. Surfaces has been at the Sands Exposition and Convention Center since 1993. And beginning in 2011, Surfaces will be moving from Sands to Mandalay Bay. So we're going to be moving to the other end of the Strip. I just think the upgraded facilities and just change of venue is going to make for a very exciting show, and I think the attendees and exhibitors will both enjoy the change of scenery.
Okay, and would that is that a bigger space that will allow you to expand a little bit if you need to?
It is fairly flexible, plus it gives us a lot of housing options very in the close vicinity, and it's really going to work well for the show.
All right, well, that's exciting news down the road, but yeah, I really appreciate you spending time with our listeners today because I know that most people in this business right now are thinking primarily about what they're going to be doing 3 weeks from now in Las Vegas.
Well, I hope so, and I hope to see them all there.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to Dana Teague. She's the director of Surfaces, and thank you for listening to FloorDaily.net.